This woman came to a Bible study class I was teaching. She said, "Pastor, whatever you do, don't ever stop doing what you do." I said, "Why? What did the Lord do for you?" She said, "I went home that night and did exactly what you told me to do and said just exactly like I thought. My husband almost passed out." He said, "What are you up to, woman?" I told him nothing. I just wanted to tell him how much I loved him. And I wanted to fix his favorite dinner. He said, "Oh, that's okay. Just go in there and fix me anything. I'll eat anything. You know I will." She said, "No, but tonight I want to know what you want, and I'm going to fix it for you." She said, so he finally told me, and I went and fixed it. And she said, "I did all kinds of things for him nice. I never thought I could do those kind of things because I didn't think he loved me. But," said, "I would tell him on a regular basis, I really do love you, and you're so smart. You're such an intelligent man. I'm glad that I married you because you worked so hard and you provided for me so good." Well, see, she wasn't telling him that either. So anyway, she said, "You know, last week was Valentine's Day." I said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "When I came in, there was a beautiful card sitting on the table with my name on it. I went over there and I opened it up and said it was the most beautiful Valentine's card, but it wasn't signed." I said, "Honey, did you do this or did one of the boys leave this for me?" He said, "No, I did it." She said, "I can't believe after 40 years you finally gave me a card." When she said that, you know what I said to her? I said, "Woman, if you wasn't a woman," I reached up like I was going to grab a hold of her shirt. I said, "If you wasn't a woman, I'd slap you right now." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, "You should have said, 'Thank you, honey. I'm so grateful for this.'" He said, "Well, I'm still learning too, Thurman." But you know, whenever one of them starts telling the other one, and of course, the last time I saw her, which had been a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, I said, "Has your husband told you he loved you?" She said, "You know, it's become a kind of a routine thing." Isn't that wonderful? Now, somebody had to start somewhere, didn't it? Where do we learn all these things? And from the Word. Isn't that amazing? The one that created us, He knows what makes us tick, doesn't He? Just like my lovely bride, she come in last night. She's this beautiful outfit she's got on today. I don't know, it's been 11:30 last night. She's trying on different clothes. I don't know it. I'm back here studying. She's back there in our little house. She puts on this beautiful outfit. She comes running in with her jewels around her neck, her pearls and all this stuff, that her mother's stuff that she had made. Anyway, she come running in. She said, "How do I look?" I said, "You're just absolutely magnificently beautiful. I love it." I said, "Come over here. I want a kiss on this beautiful thing." And so she came over there, and I kissed her a couple of times, and she went back, and she walked out the door, and I said, "Wow, look at that gorgeous woman I'm married to. I so love you." Don't you like to hear those things, honey? Why do you think she does that? Why do you think she dresses up like that and comes down to the office to let me see? Because she wants to hear, "Oh, you're gorgeous." Is that right, Betty? Is that the way girls think? That's the way girls think. They all, I don't care how old you are or how young you are, if you're the husband of the house, you need to tell your wife more often how grateful you are that she's your wife and that you love her with all your heart. Do we ever get too old to hear that? No, never do we. No, we never get too old. And you young boys over here, y'all need to learn right now. If you ever want to make it good with your wife to be someday, you need to remember what God said and how He said, do it. Walk in love. And don't forget to tell that girl regularly that you love her. Because as girls, do girls love to hear that? Sure. Do they love to hear that? Of course. It makes no difference how old they are. Girls love to be told they're beautiful. They need to be told that by their dad when they're at home. They need to be aware of how much daddy loves them and that they're precious in his sight, his daughters. But because one day they're going to become wise. For instance, Sarah, she obeyed her husband Abraham when she called him her master, and you are her daughters when you do what is right without fear of what your husband might do. So if you've never called your husband your master or your Lord, maybe you ought to try that. You know, some people, some women are prideful and puffed up and say, ain't never going to happen in my house. Well, you need to get rid of your pride and come down on a humble ground where God is and be able to tell your husband that you love him. You know that? You know what really moves the hand of a husband? He loves for his wife. God says a wife is to respect her husband. You know, the Scripture really doesn't say that the wife is to love the husband. It says the husband is to love the wife. The wife can't live without love. The wife can live without respect, but she can't live without love. But the husband, he can live without love, but he can't live without respect. You want to kill a man? Let me give you an example. He knows a little bit about plumbing. His wife calls him and said, honey, the toilet's running over in the house. He said, well, just go back there and there's a little valve down underneath the bottom. Turn it off. When I get home this afternoon, I'll fix it. So she goes back there and finds the valve, turns it off, and water quits running. And he comes by Home Depot or Lowe's or somewhere, and he buys all of his stuff, and he's got a handful of stuff. Man, he's trying to figure out how to fix this thing. He's even talked to the guys down at Lowe's or Home Depot, try to figure out the best way to fix it and get the right parts, and he's got all the new valves and stuff. And he walks in the door, and she's there with three of her girlfriends. Wives up and down the street are having a little tea party when he comes in. He walks through, and he's got this little sack of stuff. She said, what's that? He said, that's that stuff I got to fix the toilet. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to fix it. He says, in front of her three friends, you might as well call the plumber. You know you can't fix nothing. You know what she just did to her husband? She just cut him like a knife. And now then when she wants something and he don't give it to her, she don't understand why she don't have a loving husband. If she'd have said, that's my husband. He can fix anything. If that's what she'd have said, I guarantee before that day was over, he'd have fixed it. I don't know what he might have had done, but he'd have got it fixed. He wanted to look good before the woman that respected him. Women need to learn. If you want to get along with the man you're married with, you better learn how to respect him. Somebody said, well, ain't nothing my husband ever done that deserves my respect. Find some little bitty something somewhere. I don't care what it is. It may be just an insignificant nothing. But tell him how much you appreciate what he does in that area. And then he'll get better in others. Verse 7 and 8. In the same way, you husbands. Uh-oh. We've been talking about the wife all the time. Bill, now we're fixing to talk about you and me. Uh-oh, we're in trouble now. In the same way, you husbands, you must give honor to your wife. Treat her with understanding as you live together. She may be the weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. When it comes to spiritual power, how much spiritual power does she have according to what you have? Both of y'all are the same. Can she pray for different things and get God to answer her prayers? Yes. Can mama lay hands on you and pray for you when daddy's not there and get the burning of a fire of a steam go away? Ooh, she's powerful, isn't she? Yes, that just happened. They had their testimony last Sunday about how they got stung with some moss, three or four of them. Mama prayed and stood on the word, and in minutes the fire was all gone. Mama stood on the scripture for her children. An obedient mother can get that kind of answer. If daddy had been home, could he have done the same thing? Yes. But daddy wasn't home. He was working. He was doing something else. So it doesn't make any difference what happens, which one it is, when it comes to the children. Both of them have the same spiritual power. They can pray for the children. It says, husbands, you must give honor to your wives. Treat her with understanding as you live together with them. She may be the weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. If you don't treat her as you should, listen to what this fixing to say. What does it say? Your prayers will what? Why do you think so many men in the church today can't get a prayer answered? They're not loving their wife. They're not honoring their wife. They're not treating her with the love and respect that God demands. I mean, just think, God says, husbands, you better be good to your wife. You better love her and respect her and honor her. Treat her with love and respect if you want your prayers to be answered. Do we want our prayers to be answered? Ooh, I want mine to be answered. And I guarantee if what I got to do, one of the things I got to do is love my wife like Christ loved the church, I'm going to do everything in my power to do that, aren't you? Guarantee. Because just think, if we get out of a love walk with our wife, we have a problem. Somebody says, well, you come to church, you never see people fuss and fight at church, hardly ever. It's when they go get in the car to leave on the way home. Now then, the knockdown drag out starts. We just left church. I know none of this has ever happened to none of y'all but me. That same thing. One time, Cheryl and I've told this story many a time, but it's a good story. Cheryl and I hadn't been married too long. And, of course, I wanted to do something to please her. So I was going to build us this little apartment outside, out back out here. Just a small one, just a little one bedroom, one bathroom. But someplace where we could live right here close where we didn't have to drive to Colleyville. Because when we got married, she had a nice little condo down there. And, you know, I didn't like 45-minute drive each way and all that traffic. So I thought, well, I'll just build us a little house and we'll sell that one down there. So I'm pouring the slab, you know, and Cheryl don't know what I'm doing. You know, she's in here working. She ain't paying attention to what I'm doing. I'm out there. One day we're coming home from church. She said, by the way, what are you doing out there pouring the slab out behind the building? What are you building? I said, I'm building us a little apartment. She says, you're doing what? I said, I'm building you and me a little one-bedroom apartment. What? You're building me a place to live and didn't even ask me? Oh, did she get mad at me? Oh, she starts. That's the only time that we've been married in 6 years that she's ever hollered at me. Woo, she was upset with me.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Devastation Brings Us Back to God, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.